NPR's business news starts with a major newspaper in danger of folding. The newspaper is the Boston Globe. The New York Times is in a standoff with workers at the Globe. The Times owns the Boston Globe, but it's threatening to shut down the storied New England newspaper if it cannot wrench $20 million in cuts out of the paper. All-night negotiations ended without resolution. This morning, two of the newspaper's smaller unions agreed to give up certain benefits, including lifetime job security. But the biggest union at the Boston Globe is still holding out. Meanwhile, a new report from the National Association of Realtors shows that the number of people signing contracts to buy homes has increased for the second month in a row. It could be a sign that prices have fallen so far, the housing market's finally hit a bottom.